Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for a Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing? This is Swap Shop, and you're listening to WWGH here at 107.1. And I'm Glenn Coble, your host for the next, 44 minutes. How's that sound? And today on Swap Shop, if you know how Swap Shop works, I'm going to give you the rules anyway. What we do is we ask people to call in if they're trying to sell something or have their garage sale or they have a bazaar at their church or some sort of nonprofit event that they want to announce. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. Now, I'll give that several times during the next 45 minutes. Tell us what the event is or what the item is. And tell us if it's an item. Let's say you have a pair of roller skates you're trying to sell. Tell us how much you want for them. Tell us where we can call to find out about them. Give us your phone number. And some people actually tell you where they live, but we would definitely need that if you're going to introduce a garage sale. You'll have to tell us where you live, and you can give us a phone number on that as well. You don't have to give us a price for an item that you're trying to sell. You can negotiate with the person as they call, but sometimes it's a little easier to at least have a starting point. We also take letters. People send in events that are going on, and if you want to do that, send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Let me give you that again. Send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302, and put on there what you have and how much you want and what your phone number is, and we'll call it on the air. Now, we have a few things that have been sent in earlier. This one's a little bit far off, but it's the last of the year, so I thought I'd mention it two or three times in the next couple of weeks. Tiffin Flea Market. It's at Seneca County Fairgrounds. It's going on October 2nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and October 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Up there at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. It's free admission, so stop on by. They do ask that you not bring your pets. I guess I understand that. We had Fred Malone on earlier talking about movies, and he also has left us a message to pass along. There is a Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States event happening Saturday, November 6th, from 5:30 to, as he said, 8:30-ish. So he said some of those presidents get long-winded. So it's going to be at the Day Spring Wesleyan Church. That's out there across from Menards. Now, they've sold out of their VIP seating, but they still have some general seating available, $32. And general seating for a child 5 to 12 is $20. They prefer not to have children under the age of 5. They're going to have, I think I counted 13 presidents or a wife of a president. But the speaking presidents will be George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy. Non-speaking presidents are James Madison, Ulysses S. Grant, Chester Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, and Barbara Pierce Bush. She was the first lady for George H.W. Bush. That's the first Bush president, okay? And the master of ceremonies will be James Cox, and a special guest speaker, Mary Ellen Withrow, one of our favorites here on this station. And so if you want to get tickets, he told me what the museum hours. Heritage Hall is open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. So if you want to get tickets, you can go there. If you go there in off hours, I think you can knock on the door and they'll come down and sell you the tickets there. Now, Heritage Hall is right there at the corner of Church Street and Main Street. So it's the old library, he told me. Okay, so that one thing. And then we also have, as we're getting down on information from the Tallgrass Trail, but we still have a little bit. September 18th, come meet Jonah and friends. It's going to be at the Tallgrass Trail at 5 p.m. Jonah's going to bring live reptiles and other animals so that you can interact with them. Head out to the Tallgrass Trail at 5 p.m. on September 18th. I think that's a Saturday. You'll have to look it up, I'm sure. Sorry. And also, September 22nd is the... September 22nd is the first day of fall, and they're going to have a first day of fall hike, and they're going to be walking on the Tallgrass Trail starting at 5 p.m., and you can head on out that way and walk around with them, and I'm sure they will give you lots of very good information. So you're listening to Swap Shop. If you want to sell anything, or even if you're looking to buy something, you can call in 740-383-9944. Let me give you that one more time, because you might not have gotten your pencil ready, right? Okay, you got your pencil ready? Got the paper out? All right. 740-383-9944. Okay. So what I thought we'd do today, during the off time when we're not having people call in, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the first day of fall. What do you say? The first day of fall, by the way, is, let's see, I'm looking it up on my phone here. hang on. It will be on next Wednesday, a week from yesterday, will be the first day of fall. Sometimes the first day of fall comes on the 21st. Sometimes it comes on the 22nd. And I think it even might come on the 23rd sometimes. So anyway, let me get back here. It's called the autumnal. I always have trouble with autumnal. Equinox, that's what it's called, autumnal equinox, and it has 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness, so it's equal, right? The term comes from the word equinox, the word equinox comes from the Latin word equus, and that means equal, and nox, which means night. Pretty logical. Basically, autumn begins when the center of the sun crosses the Earth's equator. Kind of interesting. I'm trying to think. 3 months after that will be the first day of winter. And I always know the first day of winter, the 21st of December, because that's my anniversary with my lovely wife. So I always remember that. I'm never quite sure, though, if it's the 21st or the 22nd, because it does fall differently based on where the sun is, right? There are, four seasons, as we know. Autumn is considered, like spring, a transitional season because it's going from summer to winter. And apparently summer to winter is more important than summer to fall. I love this time of the year. It's kind of depressing because you know what's coming. You know around the corner there's going to be some snow flying. You know it's going to get really cold on some days. And my little new puppy dog isn't going to... I doubt that he will be tall enough to keep his little body out of the snow sometimes. Those are things, they pass, and if we didn't have things like that, now see, my youngest son lives in California. They don't have seasons out there. Well, they have fire season and non-fire season, but they miss out, and there is nothing neater. I was thinking about it last night. I walk the dog usually around 11 o'clock, and I was thinking last night it was a nice, cool, crisp, clear night. The moon was about three quarters full, we thought, oh, what a beautiful night this is, and it was. Hey, let's get to the phone and see what somebody has to sell. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
You're on Swap Shop today, ain't you?
Yep, we got Swap Shop going right now. What do you got to swap?
Okay, Saturday I'm going to have a yard sale. I was going to have one 2 weeks ago, and things didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
It didn't happen. I called you.
Yep.
But this Saturday,
on
the corner of Bennett and Clinton.
Bennett and Clinton. Yes, I remember you calling me about that.
Okay. I'm going to have a couple Ford tractors up there.
Okay.
An older Cadillac, a truck toolbox, a plastic for full-size pickup truck. Go have a coffee table, nice coffee table, and a nice... end cabinet, I want to call it, where people used to put, it's got about four shelves, put china and different things in, real nice.
What did you call it?
Well, I call it a corner cupboard.
Corner
cupboard. Cupboards,
okay.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, I got
it's,
you.
It's like for a front room or a dining room. It's a display cabinet, but it's real nice. It's on four legs.
Okay.
It's pretty.
Okay.
Coffee table's nice. And, a bunch of miscellaneous things, you know.
I was going to ask you the prices of these, but that might get a little confusing.
Well,
do you have prices on them?
I don't know,
or would
because
you...
my buddy's bringing stuff, and I don't know what he's got on it.
I just wanted
to make sure I got it in today.
What's your...
I have it Saturday.
Okay, Saturday from when to when?
Well, 10 o'clock on.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
10 on.
But we got a couple Ford tractors, old Ford tractors, and they run all that. Make somebody a good deal.
All right. What's your phone number? We'll have them call you if they have problems.
And if somebody wants to set up down there, I can give them almost, let them set up for nothing, almost.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
740.
Yep.
751. 8025.
8025. Now, let me read this back to you, and I'm going to kind of wing it because I wrote real fast. You're having a yard sale, and it's going to be at the corner of Bennett and Clinton Avenues.
Right.
Saturday, and it'll go from 10 to whenever you get tired.
Right.
And you got a couple of old Ford tractors, and they're old, but they're, are they running? They're running, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're running.
You have an old Cadillac that you're looking to get rid of. You have a toolbox. I assume that goes in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, it's a plastic, full size.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a coffee table and a corner cupboard, and your phone number is 740-751-8025. Does that cover it?
And also my buddy's got probably 1,000 movies.
Oh, okay. I'll put
movies or DVDs, whatever you call them, sleeves and nice. I think he's selling them for $1 a piece.
Okay.
And they're nice. I mean, he's covering good.
And he's going to bring it to your site, huh?
Down there.
If somebody else wants to set up with you, just come on by, right?
Well,
or give you a call.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get it on the air.
Thank you, Glenn.
Good luck for Saturday.
Go Buckeyes.
All right. Goodbye. Yeah, bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Yeah, go Buckeyes. All right. I got to hit the right buttons here, get all the right buttons going. Okay, that gentleman, he has a yard sale going on Saturday, this Saturday, from 10 to whenever everybody falls asleep at the switch, right? And it's at the corner of Bennett and Clinton Avenues. He's got a couple of old Ford tractors that run. He's got an old Cadillac that he's trying to get rid of. He's got a plastic toolbox that goes in the back of a pickup truck, a coffee table, a corner cupboard, and a friend of his is going to bring a whole bunch of DVD movies to sell for a buck a pop. And the number, if you want to get more information about that, 740-751-8025. All right? Well, let's get some people out there. He was going to have it a couple weeks ago. I remember he called in. But apparently the weather didn't allow. So he's got to have it again this week. And he also said, if you're interested in, coming, he's got enough room, you can set up with him. But give him a call, 740-751-8025. Now, that might be a good idea. I've got two or three things that maybe I'd like to sell, but I don't want to have a whole yard sale because I've only got a couple of things. So if I were in that situation, I might head on out that way. I might give him a call. I do have a big lawn roller that I've been thinking about getting rid of forever. I can't get back to it. It's so far back in my garage, I can't get to it. Oh, and I might have sold it that way. Anyway, we were talking about autumn, and if you want to give us a call here at Swap Shop to sell your stuff or announce one of your events or announce a yard sale or even to find something, we've had people call in and say, I'd like to find, a bicycle, and we're able to find it for them occasionally, so... Not all the time, but sometimes. Here we got another phone call. Somebody decided they want to give us a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, it's Larry again.
Yes.
If you got a couple things you want to sell, you can call me, and I can come and get it or whatever.
Oh, cool.
You can put a price on it, and then I'll sell it for you. It ain't going to cost you nothing.
Okay.
If you've got something you really don't want no more.
Yeah, yeah.
I got some roofing shovels, they're called. You tear off roofing with them.
Yeah.
They're like a spade, but they can take off a big chunk at a time.
Yeah. Are they flat?
Huh?
Are they a flat-like shovel?
Yeah, they're like a spade.
Yeah.
And I got some roof jacks.
Okay.
And we got a couple of bicycles. I got one real nice bicycle.
Okay.
I mean, it's nice.
All right. We used to have a guy that would call in. He used to fix bicycles for free. I haven't heard from him.
I'll tell you, it says it got a lot of work up on the roof. I did a lot of roofing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also, I got some cushions, chair cushions for porches and stuff. They're used. The one set's almost new.
All right, and that's at your yard sale.
Yeah, I'm rounding stuff up. I got a spreader and a gust. I got some quart jars, I think,
Okay.
And my buddy's got a rocking chair, nice one. Oh, we got a lot of stuff. We'll have.
So if
you get something and you want to get a hold of me, you get a hold of me and I'll make arrangements with you somehow.
Okay. Now,
okay, Glenn.
Well, let me ask you one more time. Did I get that right? It's at the corner of Bennett and Clinton.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether I wrote that down right. All right. Excellent. Well, we'll try and pass that along. Thanks a lot. Have a good day on Saturday. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. That's a whole deal there. That'd be fun. I mean, if you've got some stuff, he's willing to come pick it up. You put the price on it, and he'll get the money to you. Sounds like an honest guy. I don't think I'd have too many worries about it. But he's having a yard sale on Saturday. It's going to run from 10 o'clock on at the corner of Bennett and Clinton. And he's got I'd like to see those two old Ford tractors that he's got for sale. He's also got an old Caddy that he's going to sell. My father-in-law gave me an old Cadillac way back when I was much younger. It was so nice just to have. It was a nice big Cadillac, lots of room, and it was nice to have something to drive around that we didn't feel that it was going to fall apart. Unfortunately, it was huge. And unfortunately also, those old Cadillacs, or at least the one that I had, was susceptible to rust. And that thing kind of rusted out from underneath us. But anyway, he's also got a toolbox. He's got a coffee table. He's got a corner cupboard. His friend's going to bring some stuff. He says thousands of DVD movies. So if you're interested in any of the above, or if you'd just like to head out and see it and you're not quite sure where to go, it's at the corner of Bennett and Clinton. But you can call him 740-751-8025. 740-751-8025, and let's hope he has good weather on Saturday. I haven't even looked it up. I'm going to go and give him a clue on whether it's going to be good or not that day. My little phone says Saturday is going to be partly sunny, so that'll be, and a high of 82. That's a pretty good day to go out garage sale shopping, right? All right. Let me get back here. We were talking about autumn, and in the first day of autumn in 2020 was on Tuesday, September 22nd, and so let's see, what is it going to be? It doesn't tell me what it's going to be on this year. I'm pretty sure it's the 22nd this year, but if I find different, I'll let you know. But the autumnal equinox means that the sun is, you'll get 12 hours of sun, 12 hours of nighttime in the northern hemisphere. Okay. There's all sorts of stuff on here on why the seasons change and how the leaning of the Earth, you know, we're at about a 20% angle, I believe, and the leaning of the Earth at 23.5% angle to the sun, and that causes some of our seasons. Some places don't have seasons, I understand that, but I like seasons. I love seasons. If we didn't have seasons, I would be very unhappy, because the seasons kind of change the way you your body feels. Change the way, well, sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. My body struggles when we have big changes. Like Scott told me that on Tuesday, the temperature went from a high of 91 down to a low of 60 in one day. And those type of days are not good for those of us who have joint aches, right? If you got joint aches, you know what I'm talking about. Let's see. Harvest moon is a full moon closest to the equinox. We must be getting pretty close to that. Because I looked at the moon last night, and it looked like it was about three quarters full. But that can be really beautiful if the moon is down close to the horizon and you can see it. Now, a lot of people say, oh, the moon got bigger. Well, the moon doesn't get bigger. I learned this in college, so I'm an authority. If you look at the moon high up in the sky, it's going to look like one size, and if it's down by the horizon, it's going to look much bigger. And the color of the moon really doesn't change, but it's the way the moon is reflecting the light off the Earth, or reflecting the light period. But when the moon is closer to the surface, you know, closer to the horizon, it looks a lot bigger. Well, that's because the atmosphere actually is magnifying it. And that's why you see very huge moons when they're down by the what we would say is the horizon. How about you? Are you running a garden? I have a garden. This is the time of the year when most of your vegetables are starting to be gone. I just pulled out all my, or clipped off all my green tomatoes that were of any size and put them in paper bags along with a little banana peel and along also with a few of the tomatoes had started to turn, and apparently the banana peel and the paper bags work miracles, and I will see those, and I've done it before, so I know it works. Later we will see red tomatoes. They will ripen up in that bag. I love this time of the year. I'm always disappointed that I don't have any more vegetables in my garden, because we've been eating vegetables. We've had the zucchini, we've had onion, we've had garlic, we've had tomatoes, we've had potatoes, and I have lots of different herbs that we have in our yard. And the herbs will continue on, but the rest of them are pretty much going by. So I plucked off my last cucumber this morning. And it was a little weak looking, but it will be fine. My wife doesn't like cucumbers, so I get to eat most of it. My rabbits seem to like them. All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's see what we've got going on here. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Talk about your garden.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you grow some potatoes?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I got a neighbor done that, and he wanted to know how you tell when they're ready to
dig up. Okay, I can tell you that, and you can pass it along. When the vine dies to the ground and turns all yellow, actually, if you want new potatoes, when the vine shows the little flowers on the top, and they start to die, that's when you can get good new potatoes. But if you want to let it let them get a little bit bigger, wait until the vine vine dies away, and then anytime after that, for a few weeks, you can dig them up. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I told him I heard you talking about it, and I said, well, I'll ask him, because I said, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it works, too. And we only do, I venture to say, we only got maybe a dozen potatoes out of the ground, and some of them really small. But I just do it for fun. I don't do it to feed the family.
Yeah.
It gave us about three meals full of potatoes, which was good. Yeah.
All right, then, sir. All right. I appreciate your information.
All right. Thanks for calling
in.
Have
a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of fun. I learned this by watching a lot of YouTube. Thank goodness for YouTube. YouTube has made me a much better gardener. I have green lettuce growing in my basement right now. It's so good. I have arugula and leaf lettuce and bib lettuce. I have what else? I have a couple other types. I'm also trying to grow kale and chard. But I've got them under grow lights in my basement. No to the policemen who think I'm growing marijuana down there. But I've got my grow lights on, and my little greens, my little lettuce stuff, there's a name for it, but they're big enough that they've sent out their adult first leaves, and I pull them out of the ground, and I planted hundreds of them, I kind of thin it out, and I pluck them out of the ground. Then I wash them because there's dirt on the roots. But I leave the roots on. I eat the whole thing. And we have little, a little bundle, like a little nest full of of greens that we can put on top of our salads. And boy, is it good. It really adds a lot of flavor to the salad. And it's so easy to do. And, you know, at the end of the season, you got all those seeds left over in the little packages. You don't, well, you can save them till the next year, but it's kind of fun to grow stuff in your basement. And you make makes you think like fall and winter isn't quite so bad as far as growing stuff. There's all sorts of things that you can grow. I didn't realize this until this past year. There are all sorts of things that you can grow late into the season. As a matter of fact, I'm growing, let's see, I have one, two, three, four, I have eight Brussels sprout plants that are growing, and I thought, well, they're not doing very well. You know, in the middle of the summer, I thought, I don't even see any of those little, well, I got Brussels sprouts coming on those plants right now. I probably could, I have a really big, one really big plant. I could probably pluck a few off of that and have Brussels sprouts tonight. But I'm going to wait until they get to be a little bit bigger. And I've got all eight of the plants have Brussels sprouts growing on the stalk. And I guess you pluck them off. I'm not sure whether you pluck them from bottom to top or top to bottom, but I'll be plucking those off fairly soon. I love Brussels sprouts. So apparently some people don't love Brussels sprouts for their taste. Other people don't love them because they do cause a little bit of gas in some people. Now, I don't have that problem. I won't talk about my wife. But we love our Brussels sprouts. Now, my wife eats a few less than I do. I could eat, I bet I could eat a dozen, and it wouldn't bother me, and I'd love it. But I always do it when we cook them. We usually cut them in half and put it, and we roast them, put a little bit of soy sauce on them, put a little bit of butter on them, and salt them a little bit, a little bit of pepper, and let them roast away for about 20-25 minutes, and you turn them once, and boy, they're good. They look nasty because they're all shriveled up around the edges, but oh boy, are they good. Matter of fact, I'm getting hungry. I think I need to go home early. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. Now, we do have a gentleman, matter of fact, the gentleman that just called and asked about the potatoes. He's got a yard sale going on Saturday from 10 till whenever they just get tired of doing it. And it's at the corner of Bennett and Clinton. And he's even got some really neat old stuff. Like, he's got an old two old Ford tractors and an old caddy he's selling. Now, we don't usually take stuff like that because they require registration and that sort of thing. But the old stuff, the antique-y stuff like old Ford tractors and old Cadillacs, we'll let that pass. He also has a toolbox. He's also got, you know, for the inside bed of your truck. He also has a coffee table, a corner cupboard, and he called back in and had all sorts of other stuff. You'd have to be listening at that time because I didn't write them all down. We usually only take about four or five items. And then he's got a buddy that's going to come and sell at his little site. And he's got, he says, thousands of DVD movies. I doubt that it's thousands, but he's got a lot of DVD movies, which sounds like a lot of fun, especially if you were listening to our show earlier today with Fred Malone and I talking about old movies and old musicals. I think you'd enjoy going out. 740-751-8025. Let me give you that number again, then we'll go to the phone. 740-751-8025. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this Swap Shop?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm looking for a picnic table.
Picnic table.
Right.
A folding one or a wooden one?
Either way, wood okay. Or metal. But in the wood, I'm looking for something used, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, now, do you want it to be portable, or is it going to be permanent?
No, it can be just sitting there.
Okay. All right, permanent table. Now, give me a phone number, and
okay.
Do you have any price that you're willing to pay, or you'll negotiate that?
Yeah, I'll find out. Yeah, right.
Okay. Give me your phone number.
740-341-3337.
Okay, let me read this back to you. You're looking for either a metal or a wooden picnic table. It's going to be permanent, so it doesn't have to be real light. Your phone number is 740-341-3337. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. We'll mention it a few more times while we're on the air.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. All right. Did you get all that? He's looking for a picnic table, a used picnic table. I better write down looking for because I'll forget that. He's looking for a used picnic table. He doesn't care whether it's metal or wood. It's going to be generally permanently put in one place. He'd like a decent price, of course, but a used picnic table, it could be metal or wood. He's looking for that at 740-341-3337. Let me give you that phone number again, 740-341-3337. Help him out. He's got to have that picnic table. I used to have one. My wife made me get rid of it. It was getting nasty. it really was. If I could show you a picture of it, you'd go, ew. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. We got about 8 more minutes to go. We will take stuff and try and sell it, help you sell it. And we've got a couple things. We have a gentleman that's going to have a yard sale Saturday. It's going to run from 10 o'clock on at Bennett and Clinton. He's got Ford tractors, a couple of them that are really that old but run. He's got an old Caddy, Cadillac, and he's got toolbox, a coffee table, a corner cupboard. He's got all sorts of stuff there, and it's at the corner of Bennett and Clinton, 740-751-8025. Now, he also said you can call that number if you'd like to set your stuff up there. And he's even willing to give him a call. He's even willing to come pick up some stuff and put it out there. So sounds like a very gracious host. All right. And then I have another man looking for a picnic table that's wood or metal. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't have to be real light because it's going to be kind of a permanent table. 740-341-3337. All right. We will mention those one more time before we get off the air. And I was kind of going over what's happening in the fall, but and my garden. My garden's pretty well gone, but like I said, I'm running a little mini garden in my basement. I do have grow lights. You almost have to have grow lights to do that. But you can get grow lights fairly inexpensively now. You can get LED growing lights, which will last a long, long, long time. You can also get like a spotlight grow lights. So if you have one plant that you want to grow, you can do that. I'm growing chard in a little tiny pot, and I'm growing it with my spotlight. All right, it's kind of fun, and I've never eaten. Well, I think I did eat chard when I was a kid. I think my mom made me eat it. But there are a lot of things my mom made me eat. She made me eat liver and onions because my dad liked it. Oh boy. The first couple of bites of liver and onion are fine. It's that third bite where your tongue curls up in the back of your throat. Oh, I'm not a big fan of liver and onions. To this day, I'm not. But I'd rather have liver and onions than macaroni and cheese. That just the sound of listening to macaroni and cheese turns my tummy a little bit. Okay, I'm kind of weak that way. I'm trying to see if there's anything else here that you'd like to know about fall. don't have too much about fall. The trivia questions on fall are very boring, so I'm not going to submit those to you. We're down to the last. Well, something happened to my screen here. There we go. We're down to the last 5 minutes. So if you want to give us a call here at Swap Shop, 740-383-9944, and we'll try and announce your stuff. Now, you can announce either events, or you can announce items that you're trying to sell or items that you're trying to find. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, this is me again, Larry.
Yeah.
Also, on the Ford tractors,
yeah,
you don't have to have titles for them. They don't have titles.
Oh, okay. So don't.
And I got a couple of boat chairs that fold up. It goes on a boat. They're all covered in plastic.
Okay.
And I got a little nightstand. It's got a little light on it, a couple of glass shelves.
Sure. Sounds like.
As I think of things. You know.
Sounds like a big party is going to be at the corner of Bennett and Clinton Avenues.
Well, here's the deal. I don't want to bring it back. I want to get rid of it.
There you go. I might head out that way.
Well, go on out. You can see it in Ford tractors.
All right.
Me and my buddies, we bought four Ford tractors.
Oh,
we
really?
We still got one. Yeah. We got buying them. We got looking for them. Then you find one. Then you find another one.
Yeah.
Then another one.
And his buddy wants to sell you one. And yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, this should be a good time.
All right. I may stop out that way.
Okay, Glenn. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. There you go. That sounds like a weekend of fun. Well, he's only doing it on Saturday from 10 o'clock. But he put 10 o'clock on. And you know what? The bad thing about having a garage sale... When you announce 10 o'clock, that means people will be at your doorstep at 7. So get ready, Larry. I'm sure you know that. People will be there a little early, no doubt, because they want to be the early worm and catch the early bird and catch the late worm. And I'm speaking late as in dead. All right, we've got about less than 3 minutes. We've had a good day today with Fred Malone earlier. He was talking about their Meet and Dine the Presidents thing, and I'll give him one more nudge on that one. That's going to be Saturday, November 6th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church out there across from Menards. They do have general seating available, but their VIP seating is gone. General seating is $32. They have general seating for children 5 to 12. They prefer you not bring anybody under 5 for sure. And you get to meet the presidents and talk with them. They'll be sitting at your seats or at your tables. The food's terrific. George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy are going to be the speakers, along with Mary Ellen Withrow. You know who she was, don't you? All right, so if you're interested, the museum, by the way, the museum hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4, and you can go stop by there. Actually, you can stop by there anytime, knock on the door, and get your tickets that way. We also have... an event out at the Tallgrass Trail on the 18th. Come meet Jonah and friends. And Jonah's going to be out at the Tallgrass Trail at 5 p.m. He's bringing live reptiles and other animals so that you can interact with them. Also on the 21st, the first day of fall, Tallgrass Trail, they're going to have a day of fall hike. So head on out that way. I hope you've had a good day. I've had a wonderful day. Really enjoy talking with you. Don't forget the yard sale at Bennett and Clinton on Saturday from 10 o'clock on. And don't forget, gentlemen, looking for a picnic table. It can be heavy. It can be light. It can be wood. It can be metal. 740-341-3337. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I know I'm going to. I get to go over and have my crashed in car. Well, at least they're going to look at it, tell me how much it's going to cost to get it fixed. So that's what I'm doing this afternoon. And I hope you have a wonderful day. We're here at WWGH, and since my clock is I can no longer see my clock because our engineer or our tech is working apparently on our internet. I can't see much. Here we go.
WWGH
have a great day.
Radio LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now 740-383-9944. We're doing